Shalom Aleichem, BFF 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin Daf Samach, Sanhedrin 60b, pagination is 120. We start at the top of the page, Masnisin, the Mishnah, which is making reference to a statement made in the Mishnah on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, namely that worshipping idols is a capital offense. Says our Mishnah, Ha'oved Avodas Kochavim. When it says that a person who worships idols is such a serious violation, Echad Ha'oved, this is referring to somebody who worships it, serves it, Ve'echad HaMizabeach, if he shechts, slaughters something for it, Ve'echad HaMekater, or he provides incense as an act of worship, he burns it in front of the Avodah Zarah, Ve'echad HaMenaseich, he pours wine in front of the Avodah Zarah, Ve'echad HaMishtachave, he bows to the Avodah Zarah, Ve'echad HaMekablo Olav Le'eloha, or he accepts it upon himself as a god, Ve'ha'omer lo Eli Ata, or he says to it, you are my god. Rashi comments, and the Rav explains the Mishnah in the same way, that there seems to be a bit of repetition here in accepting it as a god or telling it, you are my god. And the way Rashi in the second explanation learns is that telling it, you are my god, is talking about in front of the Avodah Zarah. And that teaches us that the previous case was a case where you accepted it not in front of the Avodah Zarah. In any case, we have a list here of actions that are considered acts of worship. Most notably, in where the Gemara spends time on, shechting, slaughtering for this Avodah Zarah, is considered an act of worship, even if it's not the normal act of worship that the priests of this idol consider. Similarly, bowing, incense, and the libations are also all acts of service, even if the Avodah Zarah system does not recognize them as such. The explanation starts off with the fact that the pasuk in the Torah tells us specifically, Zoveach lo Elohim yacharam bilti la Hashem levado. Shechting is forbidden as an act of worship except for what you do for Hashem. And therefore, even if it's not the act of worship for this Avodah Zarah, but it's already been intrinsically prohibited because it's exclusively the domain of worshiping Hashem. Likewise, lo sishtachave le'el acher, don't bow to a different god. Meaning, even if bowing is not the mode of worship here, it's still forbidden. And that same concept applies by the ketores, by the incense, and by the menaseich, the libations. The Rambam, for example, regarding accepting something as a god, if a person's explicit in that way, so the Rambam in Hilchas Avodas Kochavim Gimel Dalet says, Hamekabel Olav, person accepts upon himself, Afilu Higbia Leveno, even if he picks up a brick, V'omar lo Eliato, and he says, you are my god, that's going to be the violation of Avodah Zarah. Continuing in the Mishnah, Aval HaMegafef, but one who embraces, hugs the Avodah Zarah, acts of endearment, V'HaMenashe, kisses it, V'HaMechabet, he sweeps up in front of it, V'HaMerabet, he sprinkles water in order to get the dust to settle and look pretty, V'HaMerachet, he bathes it, V'Hasach, he anoints it with oil, The Hamalbish, he dresses it. The Hamanil puts on the shoes. Even today, there is such an Avodah Zarah that people do such things for. Over Belosas, that is a violation on the level of a prohibition, but not a capital punishment, unless, of course, that is its mode of service. But if it's not its mode of service, which is referred to as shelo kedarka, not in its normal way, then it will simply be a prohibition, but it would not be the capital offense. Hanoder bishmo, someone who makes a vow in the name of the idol, vamekayim bishmo, or he makes an oath. And what he's basically saying is that the compelling nature of it is hinged to this idol. That's what makes it powerful. Over belosase, that's a prohibition, but that alone is not the capital punishment. That's not an act of service to the god. The final steps of the Mishnah are very intriguing. Hapor atzmo lebaal paor, a person who uncovers himself, would perhaps be, but it's referring to bathroom function in front of or on the idol. And it was known as Baal Pa'or. That's what its mode of service was. Zuhi Avodasa, that's its act of service, and that would be considered Avodah Zarah. Some Mefarshim say that this Avodah Zarah, that's really weird, that the act of service was to do bathroom function on the idol, in front of the idol, and they learned that it was an Avodah Zarah similar to atheism. It was an act of defying any god. So they designated something and said, this is my god, and then they disgraced it. And that was the form of Avodah Zarah that they were doing. So then if one did that, that would be a capital offense. Hazarik Evan Lemarkulis, likewise, one who throws a stone to the Avodah Zarah of Markulis, which either simply that's its type of service, or perhaps it was an act of disgrace to the Avodah Zarah. But whatever it is, that's the way the Avodah Zarah was served. Zui Avodasa, the Mishnah says, that's its method of worship, and therefore doing so would indeed be a capital offense. So again, shechting, bowing, incense, and libations are universal violations of Avodah Zarah if you did that for an Avodah Zarah, but other types of worship are only going to be if that is indeed the form of worship for that Avodah Zarah. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.